another big weekend in the NFL, but the Redskins no longer part of that postseason discussion. It's almost time to let the wounds heal. Physical wounds for RG3 and emotional ones for all the fans.
And the broadcasters. Dimitri gets some final thoughts on the Redskins season with George Wallace and Rob Woodfork of WTOP Sports and Zach Boyer, who covers the Skins for the Fredericksburg Freelance Star. He asks, even with RG3 surgery and long recovery, does the future still look bright?
Well, I think it's a big question, Dimitri, is how he's going to respond to this and come back. We've seen him come back already from one ACL, but it is going into the same knee again. We do know how hard he works. Yes, that's been well documented, but it's just going to see how he's able to respond. You know he's going to put every effort into it to get back. It's just a shame the way that this magical run. Now, all the talk this week about should he be in the football game, should he have been in the game or should not have been in the game. But, you know, when you look back on it, you're going to see that it was a great run at the end of the year for this team, and the future I still think is bright.
Rob?
I think he'll be okay. I don't know if he'll be ready to go to start the 2013 season per se, but it would be one thing if he was a running back or a receiver or something where it requires that knee to be 100%. He's got a step to give. If he loses a step because of this, he's still got a couple of steps. If he has to play more in the pocket, then I think he can still be a really good quarterback.
Zach, what do you think?
I mean, there's so many uncertainties here, first of all, to kind of look at what he's going to have to face. I mean, as George mentioned, he's a guy who's going to be very strong in his recovery. He's going to try to do everything he absolutely can to make sure that he gets back to start the beginning of the 2013 season. But you look at the number of guys who have been able to recover from two ACL surgeries, and there aren't very many, and I think that's the lingering issue here now. When you look at a situation where Griffin's now had the situation with this whole knee thing now twice in the past 3 years, it changes things for him. And will he be ready for the start of next season? I don't know. Will he be able to play at a high level? It really remains to be seen.
A little more negative there. I want to stay with you, Zach. Much of the focus has been on Mike Shanahan for letting RG3 play almost the entire game against Seattle when he was clearly hurt. What about the quarterback himself? Has he lost the trust of fans for staying in there, pretty much crashing our car when we gave him the keys?
Well, you know, it was interesting that after that game, Mike Shanahan put a lot of the blame on Griffin's shoulders, and then Griffin stood up there at the podium and told everybody in the world that, yes, it was he himself who wanted to play in that game. Now, if Shanahan was a responsible coach and wanted to play things safely, I'm sure that he would have had no hesitation in putting Cousins into the game. And it's a decision that's going to be debated for a long time. You look at what happened with the outcome of that game, and it's certainly easy to say, hey, you know what, that guy shouldn't have been playing. But so many of his teammates rallied around him in the days afterward and said, you know, this is a guy who's been the quarterback all year long. He is the leader. This is his responsibility. We have to give him the chance to win us the game. And they stood by that for several days, and several of them still stand by it now. It was the right decision in their mind to play with a guy who's led them to the 7 straight victories at the end of the year. I don't think any of that can really be regretted except for the fact that he just might not be ready for the next season. It's a touchy subject. It's a difficult subject. It's one that's going to probably come up several times until he's shaken this whole knee injury.
Yeah, Zach, and I know that teammates are going to say that, and you hear former players kind of say the same thing. They're warriors. You know, Griffin stood up there and said, you know, I'm the captain of this team. You're going to have to drag me. We heard him say earlier this year, you're going to have to take me out on a stretcher or a cart, I believe he said. So,
right.
You know, the way I look at it, and I know it can be debated, and this is not going to be the last time, or nearly close to the last time we're going to talk about this, but is that the way I look at it is Mike Shanahan's responsible also for the other 52 guys on this team, Dimitri. And I think that, you know, he has to take the keys from Griffin. He's 22 years old. If you look out there and you see that he's not able to run your offense, that's when I think you have to make a change. And I also know that if Cousins had gone in there, stunk up the joint, thrown three picks, and the Redskins get blown out of the game, then Shanahan was in a no-win situation as well.
But I think one of the underrated aspects of this whole controversy is that Cousins was sick throughout the week.
Right, he had
and
the flu.
Missed quite a bit of practice. So I think that may have played into the decision. Now, if we want to take Shanahan to task for not leaving Rex Grossman active in that game, then I think that that's a fair question. But, you know, in terms of riding or dying with your guy, the dude who you just traded, four high picks for, I don't think it was any more of a risk than it would have been for, say, any one of Brett Favre's coaches playing him with the assortment of injuries that he's had over the course of his career.
Zach, we didn't even talk about that. You think that was a factor at all? Cousins not being able to practice all week, or was this just as Shanahan saying, you know what, I'm sticking with this guy?
I think it has to play at least a minimum factor in it, because if the guy's not fully healthy, not fully strong enough, hasn't been out there doing a lot of their work. But I think Kirk's a guy who's smart enough, capable enough to be able to go out there and play, regardless of circumstances. You know, he was back at practice full go on Thursday. He seemed fine when I talked to him afterward. He was full go at practice on Friday. It wasn't like his second appearance in the game, or he wasn't his second week of the season even. He knew what was going on. He knew what was asked of him. It just didn't work for him that day.
And you have to remember that it was that Redskins quarterback, Doug Williams, who came back with a bad knee in the second half of the Super Bowl and led the team to victory.
Zach Boyer there. He covers the Skins for the Fredericksburg Freelance Star, along with WTOP's George Wallace and Rob Woodfork.